we want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good morning to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning into the Refresh Radio program. My name is Bob Arthurs. You're listening to WMIE 91.5 FM. Later in the day, it'll be WWBC 1510 AM. Later in the day, even after that, it'll be back to WMIE 91.5 FM. That'll be at 5 o'clock. So the other day I was driving down the road and there I was on the radio. It's like, hey, I recognize that voice and I recognize that point. And I listened to that many times, not to hear what I've said, although I do listen to that, but also to realize how far I have to go to improve being on the radio as a speaker. I would really like to get to where I don't make some of the mistakes that I do. But until that day, here I am, and I will gladly come on here and represent Merritt Assembly of God, represent God to the best of my ability, and bring the Word of God to those of you who in Brevard County are tuned into the Refresh Radio program. You know, one of the ways that you can be a blessing to us, we pass out to our visitors whenever they come to church. If they turn in a visitor's card, or if we get to them at the end of the service, we give them a coffee mug that says Merritt Assembly of God on one side, Refresh Radio program with Pastor Bob Arthurs on the other program, and we ask them to pray for us. That's one of the things that we do when they fill out a card. We let them know that we will be praying for them, praying for God's direction for them, to help them to find their place in the body of Christ here in Brevard County, a place where they will be able to grow and thrive and serve for the glory of God. And so that is one way that you could assist us in this program. A lot of times there's financial things, and there are a few listeners who do support us, and we say thank you very much for that. It is a cash flow negative ministry for Merritt Assembly of God. And so whatever you are able to contribute, that helps us with our other ministries that we do as well, because we have to take funds from other areas and put that towards this. We're not opposed to doing that. Just want to let you know it is a cash flow negative. We do have a few sponsors that help offset some of that negativity, but we are thankful whenever a donation comes in. One of the other ways that you could be a blessing to us is if you know someone who might benefit from this program. Say, hey, you know, this is a program that I listen to. I told you earlier, I think it was last week, running into a teenage girl who was standing in line right there where we were, started talking to her. My youth group was right behind me, and she recognized the voice from the radio program, and I got so excited that teenagers were listening to the radio program. That was awesome. I want you to know that just because much of society is going in a negative way, it doesn't mean that all of society is, and that there are young people out there who are passionate about their relationship with God, passionate about the Word of God, and they want to become the men and women of God that represents the Lord very, very well. So if you get a chance, why don't you tell somebody about the radio program? You can like us on Facebook. There's a number of things our Facebook page offers that you won't find any place else. And that is a broadcast, a video feed of any Sunday service that I happen to be preaching. And I've been doing a series on revival, and we will continue to do that until the series discontinues. So I thought I had a sermon, and I ended up having a series which was a good thing. So that's enough about the infomercials for Merit Assembly of God today. I do want to let you know that Wednesday nights in the month of July are slightly different. We do not have our kids ministry on Wednesday night because of kids going to camp, things like that. But we do have a Wednesday night prayer meeting. We have transformed our Bible study into a focused prayer meeting where we're not just praying aimless prayers. We are our prayer focused on Wednesday nights, and we are praying that God would revive us, empower us, retool us, equip us, refresh us, revive us, all of those things during this month, so that when we do resume our ministries back in August, that we will be all set to go and we'll be able to accomplish great things. A friend of mine sent me an article recently that I looked at. I sent him my response back. It was a newspaper article that was critical of a bunch of nameless people, and they had tried to lump everybody into this one particular organization, and that their supposed mindset was that many of these people were doing this strictly as a new way to come into funding. And I was like, you know, that's not the people that I know. Most of the ministries that I know are very much out there, and they have a giving mindset. They have discovered that it is more blessed to give than to receive, and that goes for churches, it goes for pastors, it goes for everybody in general. It is more blessed to give than to receive. And so I've been reflecting upon that, and here is my take on it. I believe that the Church of Jesus Christ, the Church of the Living God, the Merit Assembly of God, other fellowships as well, I believe that we are raising the standard of excellence. We're not wanting to do things in a shoddy manner. We're not wanting to do things poorly. We're not interested in just staking out our own little territory, but we're interested in coming together and doing the ministry of the body of Christ together. It doesn't mean we're going to lose our distinctives or our identity or anything like that, but we're looking to do things better and more efficient and with greater excellence and with greater anointing. I'm not looking to do things excellence without anointing, and doing something with an anointing is no excuse for doing things without excellence. So I pray that you will be growing in your relationship with the Lord. So today we're going to take you to Isaiah, the 50th chapter, Isaiah 5:0. It's only got 11 verses, and so let me take you there and begin reading in verse number 1. Thus says the Lord, where is the certificate of your mother's divorce, whom I have put away? Or which of my creditors is it to whom I have sold you? For your iniquities you have sold yourselves, and for your transgressions your mother has been put away. Why, when I came, was there no man? Why, when I called, was there none to answer? Is my hand shortened at all that I cannot redeem, or have I no power to deliver? Indeed, with my rebuke I dry up the sea, I make the rivers a wilderness, their fish stink because there is no water, and die of thirst. I clothe the heavens with blackness, and I make sackcloth their covering. The Lord has given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him who is weary. He awakens me morning by morning. He awakens my ear to hear as the learned. The Lord God has opened my ear, and I was not rebellious, nor did I turn away. I gave my back to those who struck me, and my cheeks to those who plucked out the beard. I did not hide my face from shame and spitting, for the Lord God will help me. Therefore I will not be disgraced. Therefore I have set my face like a flint, and I know that I will not be ashamed. He is near who justifies me. Who will contend with me? Let us stand together. Who is my adversary? Let him come near me. Surely the Lord God will help me. Who is he who will condemn me? Indeed, they will all grow old like a garment. The moth will eat them up. Who among you fears the Lord? Who obeys the voice of his servant? Who walks in darkness and has no light? Let him trust in the name of the Lord and rely upon his God. Look, all you who kindle a fire, who encircle yourselves with sparks, walk in the light of your fire and in the sparks you have kindled. This you shall have from my hand, you shall lie down in torment. So right now we are talking about light because Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5, you are the light of the world. He was describing followers of Jesus Christ. So let me touch on a few things here in Isaiah chapter 50 that makes it such an awesome chapter. First of all, there is an expectation of God that we are going to call upon him because he is able to do great and mighty things. Verse number 2 says, why when I came was there no man? Why when I called was there none to answer? Is my hand shortened at all that it cannot redeem, or have I no power to deliver? He says, I'm able to do great and mighty things. Why is it that no one wants to have a conversation with me? What if we changed our mindset from we're just going to spend some time in prayer just because that's the Christian thing to do? It's the right thing to do. It's what mama did. It's what grandmama did. It's what I'm going to do. What if we change that mindset to the reality that when we come and have a conversation with God, it is because he has invited us into his presence. He is the one that is initiating the phone call, if you will. And he wants to know why no one is picking up the phone. I've told this story before on the radio here. I was taking my son to a repair shop. This was years ago. And it was going to be an hour or so that they were going to be working on. I said, hey, let's just walk on down. There's a restaurant down the street here. And when we did, I had a friend. He had a very distinctive automobile, and I recognized it in the parking lot. And so I said, I'm gonna give him a call. And so we walked in the restaurant, and I called his phone, and I happened to look down, and there he was. And he was in a conversation, and I appreciate his willingness to stay focused on the conversation at hand. I've been victimized by people who were having a conversation with me, but their focus was elsewhere. Anyway, he just looks down at his phone, and he sees who it is, and he just turns the phone off. And about that time, I said, did you not want to talk to me? And he got a big kick out of it. I knew who he was having breakfast with. And so that's one thing when it is a human being. What is it, what would it be like if we realized that God was inviting us to have a conversation with him on a regular basis? What if our prayer and fasting times were as popular as our feasting times? So God wants us to answer the phone call because he has the power, the compassion, and the willingness to help us no matter how great the need is. Wouldn't it be awesome if God was calling us when we had a need? Wouldn't that be great? A couple of weeks ago, I made a phone call, and the person on the other end of the line said, hello there, Bob Arthurs. Isn't it interesting that you are calling me today? Turns out he was getting ready to go in for a heart procedure, and I was able to pray with him before he went in. And the only reason that I did that, it's not that I don't like him. It's not that I didn't have, you know, I don't call him from time to time, but I was driving down the road and the Holy Spirit dropped into my spirit that I should call him at that point in time. Had no clue whatsoever that there was anything going on that end. And then God allowed me to pray the prayer of faith. He got a great report. And so we're very thankful for that. Verse number 4 talks about another thing, and it says, the Lord has given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him who is weary. He awakens me morning by morning. He awakens my ear to hear as the learned. So I want to talk to you for just a minute about Isaiah chapter 50 says that we are to wake up, that God wants to awaken his people to listen to what God has to say, because there are people that he wants us to minister to. Remember, one of the ways that we bring light into the world is we do the works that are pleasing and acceptable to the Father. The words that we speak when we are listening to what God has to say sound a lot different than what might come out of our mouth, what might come out of our spirit. And so I pray this week that God will awaken us and that we will have an ear. We will listen every morning, because you never know what a coworker is going to be going through when you get to work. So it goes on and it talks about some of the things that Jesus did. He gave my back to those who struck me, my cheek to those who plucked out my beard, and I did not hide my face from shame and spitting. Aren't you thankful for the work that Jesus has done on our behalf? Verse number 7 has this to say, therefore I have set my face like a flint, and I know that I will not be ashamed. I want to spend just a second and talk to you about focus and resolve and being fixated on the things of God. And there's the phone. I'm going to stay focused while that phone is ringing. You and I, we need to know what direction that God has for us. And we continue to pursue that in good times, in bad times. We continue to do that when we feel like it and when we don't feel like it. We want to continue to utilize the focus that God has given to us. They have done studies and they have found that multitasking is not something that leads to great productivity. It actually leads to great distraction. And so I want to encourage you today that you set your face like a flint, that you have a resolve in your spirit as to what you are going to accomplish. There's a saying on the golf course that 100% of the putts that are left short never go in the hole. 100% of the putts that you leave short never go in the hole. And most of us, we're afraid that we're going to run it too far by, so we end up leaving it too far short. You know, pros don't have that. Pros want to knock it by a little bit so that they can get a better read of what the putt is going to do coming back the other way. And so you and I, we need to have that resolve. We need to have that commitment. And the one thing that I will tell you is that 100% of the things that we don't aim for, we're certain to hit. A lot of people don't want to set any goals. They don't want to have any aspirations in life because they don't want any disappointment. Well, that's not the way that God wants us to. He wants us to have goals. He wants us to have milestones, if you will, because he wants us to be successful on this journey that we have with him. Now, it goes on and comes down to verse number 10. It says, who among you fears the Lord, who obeys the voice of his servant, who walks in darkness and has no light? Let him trust in the Lord. So there's three different aspects of light that I want to talk to you. In the tabernacle, there were three different types of light. There was natural light, and that's what is missing here in verse number 10. It talks about who among you fears the Lord, who obeys the voice of his servant, who walks in darkness, who has no light. when there is an absence of light, how are you going to respond? When there is an absence of natural light, how do you respond to that situation? Many people, for much of history, people were only able to function when there was natural light. When the sun went down, work ceased. Now, I will tell you that on July the 4th, we had a wonderful day. There was no stress. We had a great family time. The weather was good. The food was phenomenal. I told my wife that the potato salad that she made that day is some of the best that I have had in a long, long time. And that wasn't just potato salad that she's made. That even is compared to some of the favorite potato salad I've ever eaten in my life. And I was like, that was some really good potato salad. We had some really, really awesome food that day. We had some food that, some desserts that had been made, and it was just awesome. It was a great day. 8 o'clock that night, I am tired. I had, walked over 5 miles for exercise that day. I had got in my 10,000 steps. All of that was going on, and I couldn't wait for the natural light to go down so that I could go to bed. I was willing to go to bed anyway, and she said, no, I don't want to go to bed yet. And so we ended up staying up much, much later. And natural light, once it goes down, then all of a sudden people say, okay, now I have the ability to go to sleep. Much of society had this mindset that when the sun went down, it was time to wind down. And so they got a lot more rest because they didn't have as much manufactured light. That's what we want to talk about next. But God says here, what do you do when you don't have any natural light? What do you do when you find yourself in a position where you revere God, you're walking in obedience, but yet you don't know which is the way to go? And God says, when you don't have natural light, but you do have an incredible relationship with God, what you do is you trust God. You trust God. And so I want to encourage you today. Some of you are maybe doing everything right, and yet you do not have that clear indication of which way to go. You don't see the answer to your prayer coming on the horizon. I just want to speak this into your life. Trust God. Don't give up. Don't try and do an Abraham and create a solution to your own problem. Trust God. He's got the answer on the way. So that's it with natural light. What happened is in verse number 11, look, all you who kindle a fire, who encircle yourselves with sparks, walk in the light of your fire and in the sparks you have kindled, then you shall have from my hand, you shall lie down in torment. This is a manufactured light. This would be something where you would light a candelabra. So in a tabernacle, they would start with a natural light situation. Then God said, okay, there's going to be some things that take place here inside the holy place. And you're going to need a candlestick there. You're going to need a menorah. You're going to need a light that is there that I have initiated. These were people who were rejecting God's provision of light. And they said, no, we're going to come up with solutions on our own. We're not going to do it the way that you told us to do it. We're going to manufacture light. We're going to be able to function at night just as well as we can during the day. And what God says here is when you are operating in your own natural strength, when you insist on manufacturing your own solutions, he said it's going to result in you that you're going to fall down and you are going to be tormented. You're not going to be relieved. So what is this third source? The third source is supernatural light. Supernatural light. When the high priest went in once a year to the Holy of Holies, you can look at everything that was there, and there wasn't a natural source of light in there. How do you function in a place that is shut off from natural light, shut off from manufactured light? How do you navigate the room? How do you accomplish the purposes that you were set there to accomplish? The only way to do it was to function with supernatural illumination. God wants to light up your world. I don't know if you've ever been in a situation where you were in an extremely precarious situation and you didn't know what to do, and all of a sudden God gave you the wisdom on what to do. I'm telling you, folks, that is such a marvelous, marvelous place to be. It doesn't mean that God doesn't want us to be a student of the Word. He does. It doesn't mean that there's not going to be times that we're just going to be able to function in the environment that He's giving us, because we will. But I want you to know that there are also times where God just wants to bring a little bit of Himself. We'll talk about this. You do realize that there is a time coming where God says that you won't need any light, you won't need any sun, you won't need any moon, because I'm going to be your light. And that's what I wanted to share with you today. Have such an awesome relationship with God. Walk in such tremendous obedience to Him that when you don't know which way to go, God is going to be able to say, you know what, if you will trust me, I will be able to get you to where you need to go. Here a couple of weeks ago, I was driving down the road, and the GPS, I was putting my trust in the GPS. And it kept telling me, you want to go this other way. And I was like, no, you don't understand. I need to go this way. But then there came a time and I said, okay, now from this point on, I don't know how to get to where I need to go. And so I had this voice that was saying, turn here, turn here, turn here. God is right there with you today. If you're going through the fire, God can get you through. If you're going through the flood, God can get you through. If you are being attacked spiritually or physically or financially, I want you to trust God, because He is going to navigate you successfully through the storm. We'll see you next time right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.